Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are at Shishi in Parshas Kisisa. Vayomer hinei anochi koreis bris neged kol amcha esen niflos asher lo nivru b'chol haaretz u'b'chol ha'goyim v'ra kol ha'am asher ata b'kirbo es ma'ase Hashem ki nora hu asher ani osea imach. And he said, behold, I'm making with you a covenant in front of all of this nation, and I will do miracles that were not created in all of the world and amongst all of the nations, and the entire nation will see that you are amongst it, the acts of Hashem, because it is awesome that I am doing with you. Rashi says that I am making this covenant regarding this request that you have, that indeed you will be a different and special nation. Explain the word niflos not as wonders, but as being separate. Shemor lecha es asher anochi mitzavcha hayom, hineni goresh mipanecha es amori ve'aknani ve'achiti ve'aprizi ve'achivi ve'hayevusi. Rashi says, wait a second, one of the umos is missing over here. The Girgashi ran away. He shomer lecha pen tichros bris liyoshev ha'aretz asher ata ba alea pen yihel lemokesh bekirbecha. Be careful, lest you make a covenant with those dwellers of the land that you're going to, because it will be a trap for you. Ki es mizbochosam titotzun vismatzvosam tishaberun es asherav tichrasun. Destroy their mizbeach, smash their stone pillars of worship, and cut down their idol worship trees. Kilo sishtachave la'el acher ki Hashem kanashmo kel kanahu, because you shall not bow to any foreign god, because Hashem, jealous of his relationship, his name is the jealous god of his relationship. Rashi says that he is jealous and zealous to pay back and does not relent on this point. Kina, because kina, he says, means holding on forever and paying from those who separate. Pen tichros bris liyoshev haaretz v'zanu achrei Elohehem v'zavchu l'Elohehem v'kar lecha v'alchata mizivcho. Lest you make a covenant with the dwellers of the land, and you will stray after their gods, and you will make sacrifices to their gods, and he will call to you, and you will eat from that sacrifice. Rashi says, well, what's the big deal if you eat from the sacrifice? I guess besides the fact that it wouldn't be kosher. But he says, you'll say, well, I thought that the only Isser is in serving the God. But eating from the sacrifice then would also imply that you agree with this service. Because then also will come as a result of intermarriage, to marry your sons to their daughters. Elohei Masecha lo ta'asulach. Do not make engraven gods. Es chagamatzos tishmor shivas yamim tochal matzos asher tzivisicha lamoed chodesh aviv ki b'chodesh aviv yatzasa mimitzrayim. Guard the holiday of the matzos, 7 days you will eat matzos that Hashem commanded you for the time of the month of the spring, because in the month of the spring you left from Mitzrayim. Rashi says the month of the spring is the month of first grown fruits, that the wheat first becomes ripe. Kol peterechem li v'chol mikne tezachar peteb shor v'seh. All firstborn are mine, and all of your flocks who have a firstborn male, whether cattle or sheep. And the firstborn donkey you will also redeem with a sheep, and if you don't redeem it, you must decapitate it. All of your firstborn sons you will redeem, and you will not see my face empty-handed. Rashi says, decapitate from the back is arafto, is from the neck, from Lashon Orif. The redeemed with a sheep is that you give a sheep to the Kohen, and that this sheep is chulin, but it's not sanctified, but it's in the Kohen's hands, and then this firstborn donkey is kosher for work. And your firstborn sons, what you redeem, Rashi says, with 5 silver pieces. And Rashi comments on the, you will not see my face empty-handed, in Pasha Pshat, he says that this has nothing to do with the Bechor. However, he says that is another azhara, another law, that when you go to the regel, you must bring olos with you. You don't just go on aliyah l'regel, but you bring olos with you. Rashi says that, according to the Brisa, though, that this also forms how much an Eved Ivri is redeemed with 5 silver coins, just like the Bechor is redeemed with 5 silver coins. Sheshes yamim ta'avod v'yom ha'shvi'i tishbos becharish v'katzir tishbos. 6 days you shall work, and on the 7th day you shall cease from plowing, and from harvesting you shall cease. Why plowing and reaping? I tell you also that with regard to Shvi'is, with regard to the Shemitah year, Erev Shemitah, we are also Mosif Mikodesh al Hachol, and we also do not plow or reap on Erev Shemitah as well, not just within the 7th year, but Erev the 7th year as well. Rashi says also that in the same way that there is a day that you don't plow, there's also a year that you don't plow. And then also, Rashi also brings up, Yesh Omrim, he says, that this is all talking about Shabbos, and you don't plow and you don't reap, which is when it's a reshus, but when it's a mitzvah, it's like cutting the Omer, it's docha the Shabbos. V'chag ha-shvuos ta'aseh lecha bikurei katsir chitim v'chag ha-asif tekufas ha-shana. And the holiday of weeks you shall make. You shall bring the first fruits that you have reaped from the grain, and the holiday of the ingathering, Sukkos, at the end of the year. She says, what are the first fruits of the wheat, which is the shtei lechem from the grains? What are the bikurim? Is the first offering which comes from chadash in the Migdash, meaning that while everybody else can use the wheat that is grown from the new round of wheat, anything which had not grown up until the second day of Pesach cannot be eaten until the following second day of Pesach. But anything that was around until that point can be eaten from the second day of Pesach. But in the Migdash, we don't use any of this new wheat until that holiday of Shavuos. The ingathering holiday is when we bring all the fruit from the fields into the house. Asifa means to bring it into the house. And Tekufa Sashana, the end of the year, is again when the new year comes, which of course we know that that's happening the 7th month when Rosh Hashanah is. Shalosh pamim bashana yiraya kol zechorcha es pnei ha'adon Hashem Elokei Yisrael. 3 times in the year, all of your males will see the face of the Master, Hashem, God of Israel. Rashi comments on all of your males, all of the Zacharim that are with you, all the males that are with you, that are in the people. Many mitzvahs in the Torah are said and doubled, and sometimes 3 or 4 times, because each one has its own lav and its own mitzvahs aseh that it's counted for. Ki orish goyim yepanecha v'rchavti es kivulecha v'lo yachmur ish es artzecha baloscha leraus es pnei Hashem elokecha shalosh pa'amim bashana. And when I will drive out the nations in front of you and I will widen your borders, no man will desire your land. When you go up to go present yourself in front of Hashem, your God, 3 times in the year. Lo si shachit al chamit dam zivchi, for lo yolin la boker zevach chag hapasach. Do not shecht on chamit the blood of my offering, and do not leave it over until the morning. It is a shlamim zevach, an offering which people eat, of the holiday of Pesach. Rashi tells us the halacha that you're not allowed to shecht the Pesach when there is still chametz around, whether it be the person shechting, the one who throws the blood, or any of the people who are going to be eating the Korban Pesach, the chabura. What does yalin mean, Rashi says? Yalin means until the rise of dawn. Zevach chara Pesach means the internal organs and the fats are all burnt. Reshis bikurei adamascha tavi beis Hashem elokecha lo sevashal gdi b'chalev imo. The first of the fruits of your land you shall bring to the beis Hashem, your God. Don't cook a kid in its mother's milk. Rashi says, since it says the first fruits of your land is the 7 species that are mentioned in Parshas Ekev, about what the land is praised for. A land of wheat and barley and grapes, dates, figs, pomegranates, and olives. And anytime it says honey, it refers to the honey made of dates. Furthermore, if you remember Mishpatim, we already said, don't cook a cow, calf in its mother's milk. Once again, we're bringing it up, and it's written three times, one to Aser eating it, one for Hana, and one for cooking it. Rashi says, well, a gedi is any calf, is anything young and soft, whether it be a calf, whether it be a sheep, which is why in other places where the word gedi is used, it's also used to explain what species of animal it is. And its mother's milk, which excludes birds because they don't have milk. As we know, the Isser of Basar B'chalav only applies for birds, midirabanan, and or midivrei sofrim, as Rashi puts it, and not from the Torah.